Hi, I'm Catherine.
And I'm Lynn, and we are A Coffee Break
with Cat and Mom. Welcome back to our podcast. Today is episode 10, and this is a huge mom marker for us. We actually have a little funny story about this episode that we'll tell in a little bit. So this is very exciting for us. About a year ago, we came up with this idea to start a podcast, and it didn't really start getting into the works of it until this past summer. So this is very big for us, and just going to celebrate with us
our 10th episode.
Yes.
Really, I mean, you've been saying that it's our 10th episode, like we need to do this for our 10th episode, and it really never really kind of sank in until like right now, like, oh my gosh, it went so fast.
Yeah.
We're having a lot of fun doing these.
Yes,
you know,
I love it.
And clearly wait till you hear the story we're going to tell you right now, but clearly we're new at all this and we're learning and facing all the curves that we're getting put in, but it's a lot of fun. And instead of going to a coffee shop per se, because we wanted to kind of celebrate.
Yeah, every episode we do a coffee review. We review a small business, small coffee shop, and we give you guys like the rundown of the coffee. We rate it, and then we give you a rundown of kind of like the vibe of the coffee shop and where it's located. Today we did a espresso martini to celebrate.
So it's still coffee.
Yes.
It's something that I found when I went shopping the other day for wine, and it's from Cutwater. I don't have the can with me, but they do, margaritas, they do pina coladas.
Yeah, strawberry margarita, pina colada. I'm sure there's more.
I'm sure there's more flavors to it, but they have this espresso martini, and we're a huge fan of coffee and martinis and espresso martinis. So we decided to just try it out.
Yep.
So here it is. Happy 10th episode.
Yay. Round two.
There we go. Wow. This is actually pretty good. I mean, for something coming out of a can,
it tastes like an actual espresso martini that you'd order at a restaurant.
Yeah, it does.
I love it. I love their strawberry margarita too. That is my boyfriend's favorite one. And then the pina colada also tastes
how can you not like pina colada?
And then I feel like if you, And then if the pina colada, I feel like if you, do it on ice, what's it called?
Like, on ice. Yeah,
no, like a blend it on ice.
Oh, blend it on
ice.
Yeah, that would be good.
With some pineapple.
That would be good too. But this is, we just put it on a martini because we figured don't want to drink it out of the can. So yeah, so it's not like a mom and pop's kind of coffee shop, however, it's
very good. So shout out to Cutwater. I've never really heard of it, I don't think, before that. So a little shout out to them.
This is good.
The whole month of December is going to be holiday edition. And we have our first episode already out from our holiday edition, and that was episode 9. Mm-hmm. And today is going to be a two-part segment. The first segment, we're going to talk about some personal growth throughout this year because the end of the year is coming up here pretty quick. And then we're also going to say some of our Christmas stories that we have. We have a lot. So part one today, and part two will be episode 11. Most of those Christmas story times will be in episode 11. And we'll just give you guys a little sneak peek today. Of some of those. We have a lot.
But as personal growth, to come back here, and this clearly was not planned. So you're hearing this only because Catherine's computer yesterday, which for you guys, whatever yesterday is, but anyway, got infected with a huge virus and her computer crashed.
It would not turn on. It had 300,000 items downloaded onto it. And that is because my virus protection free trial ran out on my computer, and I just had a bunch of pop-ups. And then I found out that
while she was editing this episode,
episode 10, which we had already filmed.
Yes.
And I was about halfway through it, and then it said my disk was full and that I couldn't edit or my project wouldn't save. So I was freaking out, and our camera doesn't have enough storage on it for to hold two podcasts. So I thought, since it's already halfway edited, I can delete it off the camera. Really bad idea on my end. Screwed up there. We live and we learn.
That's a huge learning curve.
Yes.
Huge one.
Yeah.
That we've made changes already. But
yeah. And little did I know, I also exceeded my gigabyte on my OneDrive. So it didn't save on my OneDrive. Computer completely crashed.
Yes.
Could not delete any of the files off of it. and I had to wipe it clean. So we
here we are today.
Filming episode 10 again. Yeah, we actually, it's kind of sad. We had a lot of good stuff set on the last episode 10, which you guys were supposed to see.
The original episode 10.
Yeah. And we had already drank an espresso martini, but, you know, doesn't
this
hurt to have another
one. This is not the second one today. That was another day.
Yeah. Doesn't hurt to have another one. But I was up late last night trying to recover some of the other stuff, like our montage opening, which you already saw, and our logo and all that, which I was able to. So I'm very happy.
I think
about
all
that.
In all, though, and what's so sad too, she lost, like, not just this, you know, podcast things, but everything else she had on her computer from school and this and that. So overall, I will say that if I would have been her, I would have lost, pardon my French, I would have lost my shit a whole lot more than she did. You kept calm. Oh, and we talked about this today, how she kept calm. And I think that I was freaking out for her and for me and thinking we just got this new computer not long ago for you and, you know, and to have more space to do this kind of work on it. So all of this was just a complete nightmare. And I was just, and maybe you probably thought that I didn't care, but I was just trying to kind of not even talk about it. I think I was watching something else on TV and you kept going back and forth, talking to your boyfriend, trying to help you do all this. And like we were all in bed and she came and she's like, Mom, last night, which you scared the crap out of me because I was sleeping. And then I just like, what? And she's like, we need to refilm episode 10. I said, okay. Like, this is what we're going to do. I mean, at least the computer is
fine.
Working. Everything's fine. And just, you know, I hope that down the road, you know, you didn't lose too many things from school too. Like, you know, you can't pop back up. But so we've learned a few things. Personal growth here.
It's perfect, honestly, because today or episode 10 was about personal growth. Mm-hmm. So now we can add that in. And to tie in with that, how much we've grown with starting a podcast, we had to learn a lot and how to work the technology, the camera, uploading, editing, setup, the audio, all that, which we're still working on the audio. Yeah. We understand we have some problems there where it works out of like one headphone and not the other. So we are going to be investing in a soundboard. There's just a lot that goes into it. And I watched a lot of YouTube videos to educate myself on it and watch YouTube videos on how to like edit on CapCut and all that. And then also how to upload onto each platform. And then along with that, I guess now that we can add that in, I had to watch a bunch of videos and look a bunch of stuff on how to pretty much like save my computer.
So this morning she's like, I can be on the...
Hire me on Geek Squad. I was just like researching a bunch of stuff, but...
Your patience yesterday was, she was on the verge of losing it.
Yeah. I feel like a year ago, I would have had like a complete meltdown.
I think I would have too. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like it was personal growth in the sense that where we're at in our lives and like all the changes we had in the past year, but only like just not only that, but everything that, you know, this podcast, how we were just saying, like it was just an idea about a year ago. And then we decided to make it happen and how much from the first episode to the 10th, and we're still not where we want to be, but you know how much we've changed. Yeah. But that was, and it's Christmas time. You know, we talked about Christmas stress and this and that. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, and we'll bring her on in the second, which was not in the original episode, but now we will, because that was our little update for this week.
Yeah.
My youngest daughter, Amelia, had winter championships yesterday in Florida, which is the first, I mean, it's her second big meet here, but this is like a championship. Yeah. And she qualified in only one event for now. It was a 50 freestyle. And she killed it yesterday. We were just talking earlier with a friend of mine, how like just the way the coach is and how he is so calm and so positive. And what he said at the end, like, you know, it was an amazing time drop. It was an amazing
race.
But he said, even if you win the gold medal, there's
still something to critique.
Yeah, something to critique. And little bit, he said, we're going to work on that next time. And she had the bigger smile. And she was just like, yes, she got it and things like that. So, you know, of all this, that was kind of a little like uplifting of the day yesterday with this whole ordeal before.
Yeah, but so we're actually going to bring her out so she can talk a little bit about her 50 free that she did. Amelia, you want to come out?
Okay.
Here is Amelia. She's my youngest sister. She just swam. We just talked about at Winter Championships. And do you want to tell them about your little accomplishment?
Go.
How'd you feel when you were swimming and stuff? How the coach and all that? Like how?
I felt really fast because I was kicking super hard, and I kind of forgot about my flip turn completely. Like
that's what happens during my 50 freeze. I kind of like black out. Like I just, like I don't really remember the race. I just go, you know what I mean?
Get focus in the zone. What's going on.
I was focusing on kicking and trying not to breathe off the walls and at the flags and stuff.
That's very important in swimming, if you guys don't know anything about swimming.
And then what about your big time drop?
My goal was to break the 30, and I got...
30 seconds.
30 seconds. And I got a 29.12.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was big accomplishment for me.
Yeah, that's awesome. Especially in a 50 free, it's kind of hard to drop like that amount of time.
And plus, you're in a new team and new coach, and I think he's changed pretty much your whole stroke, right? It's just he's changed the whole way of swimming and pushing her a little bit more. And in Florida, times are a little faster, right, than Iowa?
A lot faster.
A lot faster.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So that was huge.
Also, I think that what helped me a lot is that he doesn't put kids that are the same age, because there's such a different like age variety on the team, and we all swim at the same time, except the college kids. But so I was swimming next to and with older kids, and sometimes I like to race them, so I think that helped me get faster.
Oh, that's for sure.
That's true. Yeah.
Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for the little update.
Yes, good job.
Because yesterday your accomplishment made a little light into our very stressful day.
Yes.
So thank you.
Awesome job. And then, I also had my final exams. And when we originally filmed episode 10, I was actually studying for them and super stressed. And they ended up going great, actually. Yeah. One of them I did absolutely terrible on, but he gave us a 30-point curve, which was crazy. And then instead of doing the like percentage for like each exam and then for the essays, he just took all our scores and averaged it, and that was our grade. So that helped me a lot, and the semester actually went like finished out pretty smooth.
And what you found out that's even more exciting is that this time next year you are scheduled to graduate early.
Yeah, a semester early. I could graduate after summer, but I'm also not trying to be like even more stressed and jam-pack my schedule. So and then like if I end up having to take another semester, I'm going to have to take extra classes because you need a minimum of 12 credits. So I'm not going to do that. But yeah, that's very exciting to find out. And
a very proud mom here.
And I don't have to like stress about school for a little bit until we start up again.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much our week in review again. And now we're just going to go right into our first segment of personal growth. We already talked a little bit about the podcast, but we can touch on that again just because we're very proud of ourselves and how it was like we got a lot of positive support and positive messages about starting this podcast, but we also did get some hate. I mean, everything comes with a little hate, I guess, unfortunately. And we had some people that didn't support us, and that did personally bring me down a little bit at first. But then I learned that this has been a dream of mine for a very long time. And the fact that I get the opportunity to start this, and I've learned that if you have an idea, just go for it, honestly.
And if you don't try, then you don't know if it's going to work or not. And not only that, it's like, you know, you learn from your, I wouldn't say a mistake, but you learn from your failures or something that doesn't work. Doesn't mean it's a failure, but things that don't go exactly the way you want. And you learn from them, and then you make changes, tweaks it, or just go a completely different route in your life, and then, you know, it will work. And and I know this is something we had mentioned before, but like for me, if I could talk to my younger self, you know, now, just, you know, even more so because I'm divorced and I'm by myself, and I have to kind of, you know, support my family and this and that. But there's something that I wish I would have told myself earlier, that I would have maybe believed this. That doesn't mean like a 20-year-old, you would, you know, in your 20s, you would believe all this, but there's always people are going to talk smack about you, no matter what. It doesn't matter what you've accomplished. You could be the most successful person on earth or the one that's not, right? It's just to uplift themselves. I don't know if it makes them feel better because they're not there. They see you succeed or they see you fail, you know, both ways. But, or they have nothing else better to do. And there's always, like, on the internet, people that are probably behind their desk have nothing else to do in their lives and just to complain, pass bad comments or whatever. You know, if I could have told that to myself a long time ago, just don't care about what people say, but what people think. Yeah. Go with your heart. As long as it is something that it's not detrimental to yourself, health, family, whatever, go for it.
Yeah.
Go for it. People will talk shit no matter what.
Yeah. They will. And at the end of the day, like, we have such a short time on this earth, if you really think of it in a bigger perspective, that, like, I think that this podcast means so much to me because it's almost like I'm leaving, like, a audio diary of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I die, which is very sad to say, but
later on,
like, I'm leaving here with something, like, something positive
accomplished.
Yes.
Of course, like, and we want this to be successful.
And it's something that I really love doing, whether or not it's big. It's something I love doing. Just sitting down, talking about, like, the things I've accomplished and funny stories, just stuff to uplift people and something for people to listen to.
And we love what you guys write back in all your stories. And we've heard some of them, especially during, like, the, like, the
holiday,
seasonal
depression
and this and that. I mean, we hear you guys, we love to, you know, what you're writing to us because, like, we connect, you know, with you guys. And,
it's nice to know that our words are helping people.
Yeah.
And people can relate.
And then you guys help us up too, because when we read some of your stories, we're like, oh my gosh, yes. You know, like, I can relate to this and this and that. And then we'll bring that up, you know, back up during the year and then next season as well. But we really appreciate for people that you guys have been listening to us from the beginning, the ones that are brand new. We just had a new subscriber today and we're all very excited. So this would be,
it's just like little accomplishments that we really like.
Yeah. It's just a little bit at a time. And like I said, we still have people that talk bad about this idea. And, well, you know what? Like, we're having fun. So, and just for the people that are actually listening to it, and we know, like, you, some, like, most of you are enjoying it, then we'll continue because we love doing it. So,
you really, you just need one person to support you to really, like, make it happen.
Yeah. And to make it just, you know,
and we
go
have
forward,
more than one, which is nice.
But yeah.
You touched on how some friends or some people talk bad about you. Was there a specific instance that occurred or that you can think of that happened to you where people just didn't have your back or talk bad behind your back?
When your dad and I separated, but that's for sure. I will say, I guess, and it happened to your dad as well. I mean, your dad and I are mostly on good term-ish. You know, some days maybe we don't all agree, but you know, for the most part, I think for some other people's divorce, it was not always, I'm not going to lie, it was not always, you know, flowers and, you know, and stuff, but you have to also think about the kids in this situation, and this is what's the most important thing. But I will say your dad had the same experience as me, that people we thought they were our friends, people I never thought that would just completely cut us off their lives did. Mm-hmm. After they found out we were separated and then divorced. And as much as it hurts at the beginning, there's some people I was like, you know what? I mean, there was a lot of personal growth on that part and a lot of help, you know, that I seeked out with some best friends and this and that. But, and even, you know, help, period. But I was surprised on some of them that just cut us off or cut me off or that all of a sudden I was not good enough for them or what was going on. I mean, you kind of sit down and try to think like what's going on now? Like what's happening? Like I'm the same person.
Because we used to always get invited to like these big things. And then right after the divorce, it was just like,
there was invites. Less and less and less.
Yeah. And it really like shows who the real ones are in
and
your life.
We've and always included everyone in everything that we did. All of our friends, regardless of what was going on in their lives, we always had them. And then in return, we didn't have their support afterwards when quite frankly, maybe that's when we needed the support of a friend. Yep. But that's when you realize your circle of friend is actually the acquaintance, the people you talk to, and then your friends. And
the ones that will always have your back.
No matter what. And whether they agree with you or not, and you can sit down. And I have a couple of these friends, and I'm going to name them because I love them dearly. Angie Graves and Sushin Bori, just flat out in your face, will tell you how
they'll be
it
honest.
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you need those. Those are the real friends. Are they'll be honest with you, but then they'll also have your back.
Yes. And sometimes the truth hurts, and or they make you think about things that you're like, oh, okay, crap. Maybe I should. Okay. You know, I should think about this a little bit more or whatever. But I will say that my circle of friends became a whole lot smaller, mm-hmm. and it was not the quantity, but the quality. And like I just said previous, you know, like people will still talk bad about you. They will still pass bad comments or whatever, because maybe that makes them feel better. I don't know. But I'm happy where I'm at now with my friends. And I know that at any point of time during the day, I can call them mm-hmm. and they will be there for me and they will tell me the truth. And I think that's what's very important in life is to have those friends. And I think you have a couple of those too.
Well, I was going to mention first before I go into that, how unfortunately there are people who will feel good when somebody is down.
Yes.
So,
it's pretty bad, but
I'm sure that those were some of the people that kind of distanced themselves or just weren't there for you. Is there's people who will feel good because, or it makes them feel better when they see somebody struggling, or they'll, even though their relationship isn't great, if they see somebody like in a divorce, for example, they'll feel better about themselves, or they'll talk bad about you to make them feel better, to make them feel more superior.
Wow.
And their insecurities.
Well, 100%. And making you feel like the grass is greener on their side of the fence. And
everybody's
not yours.
Got their shit.
You know what? Well, maybe it is greener because it's fake turf.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, and it's green all the time.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Right. Oh, <woo-hoo. laughs> but it is true, you know? So it's just, it's never, everybody has their own issues and whatnot, but to make you feel better, you have to feed on, you know, something bad that happened to somebody else. I mean, seriously, like, no.
And it's sad because there's unfortunately a lot of people out there that are mm-hmm. like that. But it's also sad because everybody's like hate and mean words also comes from a place of hurt. So mm-hmm. me
and insecurity.
I've had to learn that I need to understand that not necessarily like hate back or talk bad back about those people that do that, but understand that they have their insecurities and they have a place of hurt to make them act out in that way. Mm-hmm. And that, I'm sure that there's a lot of people that have acted like that and then learned that they were doing that and acting out in a really bad way out of hurt. And they had to also find some personal growth and learn from that. So,
But what about your experience with that? Like, you know, because mm-hmm. you can't, I mean, you left Iowa to go to college, and I know there was some issues, you know, like girl, you know, mean girls, but I don't want to say mean girls, but you know, like in a big group of friends that you've had over the years, mm-hmm. there's, you know, people changing, you know, and you kind of experienced some girls that were like, I don't want to say mean girls, but you know, that.
In high school and college, I've dealt with people in high school who would put me down or really do some mean jabs at me to make me feel bad because just to lift themselves up. And I just had to learn that not to let that affect me and not to let that hurt me. And then when I moved to college, I decided not to do, not to swim in college. So I didn't have a team right away to meet people. And I was moving from Iowa to Florida. I knew nobody at the school. I met my roommates through Instagram. And
which is how you guys pair up for.
And I loved all my friends in college. But there were some times where I was kind of put down or judged because of my morals, my values, and the way I chose to live my life. In college, I've just had a lot of growth. In general, I think that there's a lot of things that I would have said now that I didn't say freshman year to stand up for myself. And I cared too much what people thought. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's because I was like scared and I was didn't really know anybody in Florida but my roommates. But then eventually I kind of got out of my bubble. I met a lot of people. And I thought at one point that it was better to have a big group of friends with a ton of people rather than a few good friends. And then I think it was over sophomore year that I really learned that having just a couple friends is all you need. Really good friends that will have your back mm-hmm. and match up with your morals and your values. And you know, we'll be there for you at the end of the day.
It's a more meaningful relationship.
Yeah. So that is another aspect of my personal growth throughout this year, is I really like held on to that, and then just not caring what, not necessarily like not caring what people think, but not letting the hate or the mean comments affect me. And not necessarily just prioritizing myself, but also taking care of myself and
body, mind, and soul.
Yeah, body, mind, and soul. And also just growing my relationship with Jesus without caring what people's opinions are about that. Because
but most of your closest friends do have that same relationship with God. And I think this is very important.
Yeah, it's something that's very important to me. And I don't know why anybody would feel the need that I would never, ever hate on anybody's religion. And it appalled me that somebody would do that. So, and I can't believe that, well, you know, I stayed around that.
And that's a good, it's a good point. And not only just relationship with God and things like that, but also like, you know, politics, especially we were in election year, but, I have friends, very close friends that I love dearly. We are not on the same page with religion or politics or, you know, different things in life. And, but I really appreciate that relationship with that person. Yeah. And we're always having a lot of fun. And we know not to approach any of those subjects. Yeah. You know, this is something that you can still have fun with somebody without talking politics, which we usually don't, because this is something we don't like to do. But even anything else, there's so many, life, like you said, is short, right? So just enjoy it. And with the people that you love to be around and certain subject, just let it go.
Right.
Let it
go. Because some Christians will be very hateful, which is the opposite of what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to love everybody, no matter what religion, political opinion, anything. And I learned that freshman year when I try to find my group of people who like were believers of Jesus, they were very, they could be the most hateful people. But I think that having other people from other cultures and other religions are also great people to be friends with, because you can learn a lot.
Yeah.
And, you can have a good, positive relationship with those people too.
Yeah.
So that is also some growth that I've had this year, is understanding that I want to surround myself with loving people at the end of the day, like positive people, no matter what background they have.
To help you grow.
Yeah.
Not to hold you back.
Yep.
So this is awesome.
That's my biggest personal growth. With the podcast, We already talked about how we've grown a lot because of it, and then also the hate that we got, and we also had to learn how to not let that bring us down, the hate that we received. And it did make me question what I was doing, or if what I was doing was dumb or stupid a lot of times, unfortunately.
What did Bryce, her boyfriend, what did he tell you?
Oh, so I would make a short or a TikTok or something, and I would be like, is this dumb? Like, do you think people are going to think this is dumb? Like, do you think this is a good video to post? And he's like, if you love it and you love what you're doing and you personally like it, then post it, because people are going to want to see the authentic you, and they're going to want to like connect with you through the screen. They're not going to want to connect with a fake person who's giving out a fake lifestyle. Like, you need to be honest and put what you love out there. And that helped me a lot too, is that I love what I'm doing. I love what I'm talking about.
And it shows in your work.
Yeah. And I work really hard at it. So I'm not going to let those bring me down anymore. And I'm going to keep doing it. And we've reached episode 10, and that's really awesome.
It's huge. Yes.
Yeah.
We're very excited. And then on my side of what she's talking about, like being, you know, kind of, okay, maybe it was, I guess I've always been kind of, you know, very a huge critique on my own self of what I look like and whatnot. And, you know, we're working on it. We talked about this at one of our episode of, you know, the last 2 months of the year, how we're going to, you know, kind of take care of ourselves and our bodies. And then, you know, moving on into the next year, like I have a big birthday coming up in 2025, and we are in my beautiful niece's wedding, and I will be the oldest bridesmaid there. And then, so, you know, there's some goals of mine that I want to achieve, and to know that, and we don't use filters or things like that. This is something that we both did not want to. We wanted to be our authentic selves, and this is what it is. And I have an accent, and you guys can hear it and whatnot. But anyway, and we do our own makeup and our own hair. Yeah, but
we edit everything on our own. Like, yeah, we don't have an editor.
So we're trying to do, you know, everything our best. But I mean, she's doing most of the work. But to sometimes see yourself and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't like my voice. Oh my gosh, I didn't like what I was wearing and this and that. And then you just have, you know what? We're working hard at ourselves. We're working hard at what we do and what we like. We need to accept the way we are and we need to move on. It's hard. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. She hears me complain sometimes, like, should I wear this or not? Whatever. And you have to remind her, are you comfortable in what you're wearing? Are you comfortable? Do you think your hair looks good and you look great? Walk out. Go for it. Just conquer the world today and just walk out.
If you like the outfit, wear it. If somebody says they don't like it but you really, really like it, wear it.
Wear it.
Because I'm sure somebody out there has the same style as you and they're going to love it. Yeah. And that's going to inspire
them. But it's you. It's your authentic self. Go for it. It's you.
Health aspect of it. We've been working out every day, but also listening to my body because, in high school, I used to work out, I used to lift seven times a week, 6 to 7 times a week every day. And, I think that I was overworking myself for sure. Mm-hmm. And I was always tired. Remember when I take naps all the time? And now I lift 5 times a week, 4 to 5. And we do some, a lot of walking. And I also used to never stretch.
Yeah.
And
you stretch every day.
My goal is to be able to do the splits. I'm getting close. I'm actually getting pretty close.
She is.
And so we've been stretching a lot and that's so important. So I just wanted to add that in there.
Oh, and then what you eat and this and that, and, the amount of protein, whatever
we've been doing.
She eats a lot and I am trying to eat more and more and more every day. And actually my appetite is coming up, and because, just first you need to feed your body for the workouts that you do, but this is all personal growth and we're all still working on it. And, we just want to let you guys know that we're very just, you see us as it is.
Yes. We're going to be brutal. We're going to be honest and we're going to, we're not perfect. There are times where we
screw up.
She's
really honest with me sometimes. You're just like, it's a little too brutal, but.
But yeah, we're going to be honest and, we're not going to hide ourselves from you guys.
It is what it is.
We are now going to dive into our holiday edition segment.
So enough of the serious thing.
The personal growth. Yeah, we're going to dive into some awesome stuff.
Funny.
As you can see, my sweatshirt is...
Oh, yeah.
I swear I didn't fart. That was the chair, guys. Oh, my gosh. Wait, I have to add this in. There, the I voted sticker?
Oh, yeah.
Me, stick it on here. If you're on Instagram, you've probably seen it, but it's the I farted sticker. And I think it's so funny. I sent it to my sister. And it was a little meme. Yeah. But yes, we have our Christmas sweaters on. This is what I got Bryce, my boyfriend, for Christmas. And she's wearing it. Oh, yeah. And it has cats on it. His whole For You page is cat TikTok. If you guys are on cat TikTok, you know what I'm talking about. But yeah, there's a dog. I don't know why there's three cats and a dog. It's a wiener dog though, right?
No, I don't think so. It's a golden retriever.
That is not a golden retriever.
Yes, it is.
All right, anyway. Mine is Have Yourself a Hairy Little Christmas because I'm a huge Harry fan. Don't hate, guys. He's awesome. But as you can see, we're big Christmas people. We got the Christmas tree here. I love how this hot cocoa ornament is right here. But yeah, big Christmas people.
Well, this is not our original tree because I think you all know by now that we moved down here from Iowa and our stuff is – this is the condo that my parents used to live in. And so it is for sale. We're going to move to our own place. So all of our life is in storage.
So buy it.
So,
so please. I'm not going to give my ad. Yeah, I'm not going
to
give the address.
So we had to, and we're very big Christmas people, and there's no way I was not going to have a tree for Christmas. So we went and got this, and I mean, it turned out very pretty.
Yeah,
and we
Target, love it. It's got 50% off.
Yeah, when we got it. But so anyways, so this is Christmas here in Florida, and we have some very fun stories. We've been back and forth to Canada, where I'm from, outside of Montreal, and down here for Christmas. When we were in Iowa, I will say your dad was just a couple years in a row. We went to Canada, and he's like, "Okay, we're going from cold Iowa to colder Canada. Why in the world are we not celebrating in Florida and go for a vacation?" I think when you were a baby, I mean, the first time you actually went to Canada for Christmas, I was pregnant with you, and I was hosting it with your uncle, my brother, and it was a lot of fun. I think we decided from now on, we're going to go to Florida. And then my dad was diagnosed part of that time with Alzheimer's, and my mom kind of needed a little bit of a break and this and that. So we decided to give her a puppy.
Yeah.
And
so this is a funny story because we do some Christmases down here. Most of the time we'd come down here. Right.
Yes.
Yeah. And we got a black Pomeranian And my grandpa's dream car was a Bentley, a black Bentley. So we got a black Pomeranian, named him Bentley. And he was just like a little squirt, like he was a little tiny fluff ball.
He was this big.
Yeah, he was so big. Cute. And I remember us traveling with him, and we had to put him in the bathtub with like the potty pads on there. And
it was at my feet up front, yeah, because we drove down here with him that year. And then we stopped overnight in the hotel. So we were we tried to put him like in the bathtub or whatever. And he was just crying the whole night. So I remember sleeping on the hotel bed. I don't know if it was you that was in the bed with me or Isabella, but we had the dog carrier, and I had to have my hand in it to make sure, because he was sleeping on my hand. He was so afraid and stuff. And like the whole night I was kind of crooked and have him. But
Bella and I were so excited to have a little puppy on the trip. Yeah. And then when we got here, we showed up at the door. My grandma didn't know. This was a surprise. And
she knew of the idea. Yeah. She just knew it was going to happen.
But she opened the door, and we're holding like this little tiny dog. And he just like sprinted in when we set him down.
He was just, yeah.
He was such a good dog. He just recently passed away. Yeah. But we have a lot of
14. I think he was 14, 13, 14.
We're going to need to talk about this on another podcast episode, but he actually came to our house for fat camp for like, how long was it? Like
the Miletich fat camp?
A year?
Well, it's like, okay, so my dad's Alzheimer's had, you know, progressively gotten worse, and he was feeding him. So whatever my dad was eating for dinner, he would make a little plate and put it on the floor. And then Bentley was eating the same thing. And we're talking about everything. This dog had a stomach of steel. He ate chocolate. It was terrible. I mean, and one year we went, during the summer, whatever it was, we went to visit, and your dad was like, that's it. Like, you know, we love animals. He's like, this is, and he told my mom, he said, Giselle, we can't do this. This dog is suffering. Like he had lost all
the bulging eyes.
It was just terrible. You could see like there was no more sparkle in his eyes and stuff. So we had like an acre yard that was fenced. We already had two dogs, which he had known the dogs before. I mean, you've seen them when they would travel. And I will say, I think, okay, so he was supposed to weigh, he was a tall Pomeranian. He was supposed to weigh about 8 to 12 pounds, and he was 25 pounds, 26 pounds. So it was terrible. Within 3 months, went back down to 14, just by running.
And then by the time running outside. By the time he got back, he was 12 pounds.
Yes.
And so that was great. We pretty much saved his life. And he was a funny dog, very funny. He was a little shit.
Yes.
Little shit.
I mean, we love them.
He was so funny. But rest in peace. Miss that little.
I know
that little shit. But that is a little side note there. And then also another sneak peek of the story times that we have for next week. We would do Christmases with my childhood best friend's family for the past 20 years. This is the first Christmas we're not doing.
No, it's going to be 20. Yeah. It would be the 23rd year.
23rd year.
Yeah.
But we moved, so we're not able to do it this year. But my mom and my best friend's mom were pregnant with us at the same time. We were 8 days apart. Yeah.
And then my older sisters, and they're, too. They were what, 4 months.
4 months apart. And
not
so
plan. That we, was not planned.
We are still best friends, all of us. And we spent almost every day together.
For Christmas, so maybe a week before, because, you know, they would have Christmas with their family, and then we would travel down here or up north. We would always have the Shimbori Miletich Christmas. That's what we called it. And we would, of course, when you guys were little, there was not much. It was more like the adults playing games and whatnot. But then it became that we would have I would make sugar cookies, homemade recipe, and then there would be a decorating cookie competition.
Yes, we had so much fun with those.
And so many cookies. And, of course, we would not eat them all. But and over the years, you guys getting older, the cookies got from being very cute to extremely naughty.
We got a little bit inappropriate with the cookies.
Oh my gosh.
But Malia, my best friend, was so good at the cookies. She did gingerbread men as One Direction, and they actually look like them. She did so good at them. And
we would vote. Yes. And then there would be a big winner.
Usually like Malia or Bella would win. Katarina was good too. I think I was the only one that was pretty bad at that.
Well, I would say Tim, like their dad.
Oh, Tim would always do some funny ones.
Like, you know, a couple of
he did a gingerbread with bikini.
The parents would do like quite a couple of things, but we would always have like a good kind of spread of food together and play games at night. Like, they're huge on games, and we are too in our family. So that was always fun. And Sue was always like amazing at finding a new game.
Yeah, she had some good
games. Or things for Christmas, like riddles or whatever that we had to figure it out. That was
She had some new ones every year.
Every year. That's always a lot of fun.
That was like one of my biggest memories from Christmas, is doing that every year. And we do that right before we come to Florida. And so this is the first year that we're not doing it with them, which is really sad. But
we're going up
so many good memories with them. And then we also did, why don't we switch off doing it at their house and then our house? We do it at the big house, right?
Yeah, but we would go like here and then stuff like that, depending on, you know, like what was going on in our lives.
We have a funny story for next episode about one of these Christmas with Shimboris. But we do gingerbread house competitions, I think. That was more at the end.
Well, there was a couple times that we were with friends and families, but usually it was usually like in our families, or we would come down here in Florida when you guys were little and your dad. And that's when I don't think that they had those already pre-built.
The gingerbread house competition.
Yeah, and then you would have to, like, we would just, at the beginning, just decorating one with you guys since you were little. And I remember your dad sitting at the table right here and trying to build it. And then your grandma looking at it like, oh dear God, this thing is not going to be standing up.
Because it's so hard. Like, you have to wait for it to like dry, like the frosting dry.
Yeah, well, we figured out down the road, like use hot crazy glue, like crazy glue or hot glue, whatever, and then make it. And then like within an hour or so, it was good. But now we buy the ones
pre-made.
Yes, that's
mine. My gingerbread houses were always like atrocious. It was like frosting and sprinkles all over. And then
you would eat more of the candies than you would put the candies on the dang house. So.
Yep. And then Bella's would be like a beautiful, like gingerbread house, gold or silver and different, like theme every year.
Now she texts me now and she's like, for this year, she's like, Mom, this is my theme. Because I ask her now, I'm like, okay, what color are we buying? Because we're not going to be here. You know, I don't have all my stuff, you know, I can't bring it all the way up north. So she sent me pictures, like that's my inspiration. So I know her color theme for this
year. Maybe this year I'll really put a bunch of effort in and bring home the gold.
Competition.
Bring home the gold. But we'll see, because it usually ends up, I lick off like half the gingerbread house.
I don't think but she would, I mean, we would be done. Even with the cookies with Malia and so we would be done. Everybody's like, okay, I'm done with this. You know, we're moving on. And she would be there for two more hours, taking a break, going back with the, and then, oh my gosh, we have pictures of those. If I can pull up the pictures, you can see the show them. It's, some of them are
amazing.
And Malia, what's so even more funny is Isabella is not even a Christmas person. So it's of all
things. But she takes it serious.
Very seriously. But she's very artistic. Yeah. She's a Thanksgiving kind of person. But although she didn't have a tree, she did put up a tree this year in her home with her roommates in college. She was listening to Christmas music and she was watching the Christmas with Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, what did she do with my daughter? I mean, I have no idea. And we all found that very funny. The Christmas tree is beautiful. But yeah, the gingerbread house and the cookie competition, that's her. She owns it. And so far she's been the winner for so many years in a row. So we'll see how it goes this year.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll talk about it because we have, again, the full month of December holiday edition. Next week is going to be a really good episode. We have a very good topic to talk about, and we're going to have, all the Christmas stories. So today was just like a little sneak peek of that. There's actually one little segment of the podcast that was saved. So we'll attach that in.
We had, and I know many of you have Elf on the Shelf. Our elf is named Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
And Charlie would visit us all the way from Iowa, all the way down here.
Yep.
So.
And find some very interesting spots to hide.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, he would not follow us into the hotels, but he would make his way here. And I know, you know, next year or the year after, we'll have a little bit more stories that we will be able to tell about our elf. But he's
sitting right there.
Yeah, he's right here.
He's here.
So he made it here again this year, but and I'm sure he's going to find us when we go up north.
Yep.
And then how we finished every episode, we kind of review. Clearly, we've been liking this
Cutwater Espresso Martini.
Yes.
So amazing.
Again,
here's to episode 10.
Yeah.
Much more to come. I'm very excited for the future of this podcast. It's something that we really love doing. And so thank you guys for listening.
Maybe eventually we'll have a... Not studio, a studio, but you know, like a little place. Shop, we have big plans for this for even like, you know, down the road in a couple years.
Yeah.
So thank you so much again.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening. And then, we finish every episode with would you rather? And today's going to be a little holiday. Well, actually I'm sure for the whole month of December.
Yeah.
We'll
I've chosen like all holiday stuff.
Yeah.
So, okay. So today would ask, would you rather Go on Santa Sleigh or the Polar Express train?
Well,
for the people that really love the Polar Express.
So, no hate to the Polar Express, because that's the movie we'd always watch in like elementary school for our Christmas parties, but it kind of scares me a little bit. And also I don't want to be like 10 years old alone in a train without my parents. So I'm going to go with Santa Sleigh because Santa is the man, the myth, the legend. So I'm going to go meet him and ride on his sleigh and get some gifts. So I feel like that was an easy one for me. But, yeah.
Well, sometimes I think Santa. I'm asking you easy ones and it's hard or vice versa. Yeah, but
yeah. Yeah, no, definitely Santa sleigh. But I hope you guys love this episode.
Yes.
Second time.
Yeah. I can't even remember what everything we said in the first one. So we hope this one's good too. But
yeah, no, I actually really enjoyed doing it again. I think that there was a reason for this, but I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Yes.
Remember Holiday Edition, all of December. Go follow us on Instagram at acoffee.break, TikTok at acoffee_break, and YouTube at Coffee Break with Cat and Mom. Video podcasts are on Spotify and YouTube, and we're on all different platforms as well. Yes. You can find that in our link in bio on Instagram. Like and subscribe if you're on YouTube, and go buy Cutwater Espresso Martinis because they're amazing. Okay. Episodes out every Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And yeah, happy episode 10.
Yes.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.